Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So on Friday, May 6th, renowned investor Paul Tudor Jones appeared on CNBC and he said, "Now is not the time to own stocks or bonds. With inflation running at its highest rate in 40 years, do you really want that kind of volatility and uncertainty? If you've been jumping from one investment idea to the next, a gold IRA with Noble Gold might be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation is exactly what we need. And with gold, you'll shield your gains from taxes. You'll keep the real value of your wealth, and you'll own a global asset, something tangible, and you can help protect your wealth against an economic crash. What's not to like? And this month, for every IRA opened above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin, completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Your freedom is totally under assault in every direction with lawlessness. This is worse than what we saw in Venezuela and Argentina, and it's equivalent to what's going on in Cuba, North Korea, and Communist China right now.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Hey, that was Dr. Lee Vliet. She and attorney David Wilson joined me for this extremely important update about military tyranny and the tyranny at the highest levels of the United States, quote unquote, government. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know that 100,000 Cubans are using Bitcoin in response to U.S. sanctions? And cryptocurrencies as a whole are growing faster than the adoption of the internet? You can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto. And did you know that if you do it right, you don't have to pay cap gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum or Chainlink doubles or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could easily be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. And when you're ready for retirement, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com now. mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com here and sgtreport.tv. We really appreciate you guys finding us wherever you have. I have a very important update today about another patriot, this time in the Army. His name is Lieutenant Mark Bashaw, and he was forced to go through the court-martial procedure because he resisted mandatory masking and constant testing. And he was also vocal and concerned about the safety of the mRNA injection. And boy, they do not like these men and women in the military doing anything other than standing in line and taking orders. Back on the show, Dr. Lee Vliet and attorney David Wilson, who is representing Lieutenant Mark Bashaw. Dr. Vliet, welcome back.
Thank you, Sean. It's a pleasure to be back with you. I always love our discussions.
Well, I do too. And I think this is an important follow-up because there's good news that I think has come out of this. And fortunately for Lieutenant Mark Bashaw, he's being represented by attorney David Wilson because Bashaw is a Truth for Health legal defense grant recipient. David Wilson, welcome back.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate both of you for coming on. I want to do a screen share here because I think this is sort of apropos. I think it all ties together. The madness coming out of the Biden administration. Ukraine says $8.3 billion has already been spent on war so far as Zelensky addresses the Davos psychopaths and the World Economic Forum. The Biden administration wants $40 billion more dollars. I guess Congress wants $40 billion more to go to this black hole in Ukraine. Ukraine is pushing lead economic powers to allocate seized Russian assets for rebuilding the country. Well, who are those lead economic powers? The Davos psychopaths in the World Economic Forum. Guys, I'm coming back to you. This all ties together in a very big way when we have an out-of-control executive branch led by, in my words, a puppet president, an illegitimate president, and it's a trickle-down, right? As we see what's going on in the military. He is supposed to be the commander in chief. And so I guess the rot starts from the head.
That's exactly right. And to pour more taxpayer monies into Ukraine to cover up all of the Biden family incredible corrupt connections in Ukraine and business dealings that have been exposed in the Hunter Biden laptop, among others, and the fact that the U.S. had been secretly building bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine is just unconscionable when we have American citizens out of work, facing food shortages, skyrocketing fuel costs. Food, everything is happening to hit the American public, and our border is being flooded with the illegals who are getting free benefits on the U.S. taxpayer dollars, and our military are being decimated and used as pawns in this Ukraine situation, among others, and decimated by the medical consequences of the vaccine mandates. This is absolutely outrageous, and every one of your listeners should be writing every member of Congress and demanding that this lawlessness stop now.
It is lawlessness. It really is. That is the perfect word for what's going on. And red-blooded tax-paying Americans, boy, we got to stop saying that too. We're not citizens. We are men and women, sovereign on the soil, and we have to take our republic back. Lee, that is the right word. Lawlessness coming from the very top.
You know, I had someone, one of my physician colleagues, was giving a talk recently saying that, well, the WHO doesn't have the authority to take control of U.S. sovereignty. Well, there are all of our constitutional rights have been violated since 2020 began. Everything that has been done is totally lawless and violating the U.S. Constitution, and no one is doing anything about it except a few courageous military whistleblowers, lawyers who are courageously tackling these issues, doctors, and grassroots people. But none of our elected officials are standing up against this. None of our governors, except Governor DeSantis in Florida. So the fact that something doesn't have constitutional authority has been totally ignored with no accountability. And we're seeing that in the military. And that's exactly what has unfolded in one way with Lieutenant Mark Bashaw. He was doing the job the Army hired him to do, investigating potential threats to the safety and medical well-being of troops under his command and in general. And he was punished for that. Lawlessness, again, operating at the fact that he was sent to court-martial for doing the job the Army hired him to do that he'd been doing for years in preventive medicine and troop safety, environmental safety.
Well, Lee, let's get to the meat of the matter here, because as I read something from Attorney Todd Callender, who couldn't join us today, I want people to listen for the deep state name that appears here. And then David Wilson can comment on this as he brings us up to speed about what's happening currently with Lieutenant Bashaw. All right, listen to this. Todd wrote, because this man stood and went to trial on his principles, and while he was convicted, there is no punishment, and the presiding judge suggested to Mark's commanding general that the conviction should be dropped. The judge did some mighty twisted reasoning to arrive at the conviction, and he was implored by none other than, get this, wait for it, Colonel Vindman, evil Ukrainian twin who went after Trump, to convict. The judge knew he would lose any appeal because he created law that was not in the text of the book applicable to UCMJ code. It's a huge win because even the top commanders know this whole thing is a farce. And when the order comes from the World Health Organization to forcibly inoculate everyone with these kill shots, the top decision makers are not going to go along with it. That's why this is such a huge win. Mark is a martyr and a fine, fine man. David, your comments. That's what Todd Callender had to say about it.
Sure. And so everything I'm going to talk about is publicly available. The courtroom was full of patriots in uniform. And real quick, you know, there was a lot of law enforcement there. They were concerned about rioting and insurrection and all that stuff. Everybody was so peaceful. They were on breaks. They were praying for each other and for all of us. And they were like old friends there. And most of them had only met online with each other. And I think the powers that be were shocked. And a lot of the law enforcement were shocked to see that there was nothing to see. And it was all very peaceful and orderly. And there was never an issue. With regards to Mark, what this came down to was the motions hearing, because we claimed that the orders for him to test and wear a mask were unlawful, because those were the orders he was charged with violating. And so when the judge, and we had almost a full day of motions hearing over this issue and a ton of motions prior to the actual days of the court martial. And what happened was the judge came back, ruled that the orders were lawful, and stated he agreed with the government's argument. Obviously, we disagreed with that. And we feel like what the judge did was pull an obscure piece out of the law, or, you know, just a one or two words to justify that. He told us that he felt, you know, his ruling was lawful and would be upheld. And we told him that we disagreed, and he said, I understand you disagree. So that's still going to be a battle. What he did say, though, and I don't know if he realized this, but that he felt that informed consent did apply to vaccines. So people who are still fighting the vaccines, according to this ruling, they still have, in my opinion, and Dawn Ubal's opinion, who is my colleague, they still have the right to inform consent and say, hey, this is not a licensed vaccine. Therefore, I am refusing it. Now, the military's position is, oh, it's approved. And what I keep telling people is, if you want to push them back on the law, tell them, well, look at the SecDef memo. It says fully licensed vaccine. It doesn't say interchangeable or approved or any other words. It says fully licensed. So unless they have a vaccine that is fully licensed, they're violating their own order from SecDef. And beyond that, SecDef didn't have the authority to order that. And that was some of the issues we got into with the motions with regard to the orders and informed consent and the fact that the president has to bypass that and issue a ruling saying, I am waiving informed consent for national security reasons. And that's where we sort of got into the argument with the judge about whether the orders were lawful or not. So once he found the orders were lawful, Mark never said he was going to, you know, try and claim, oh, well, I didn't violate those orders. Mark did fabulous on the stand. And he got up there and said, yeah, I tried to wave the flag. I tried to raise the issues. Because as an entomologist and a medical health professional in the military, it was his job to alert people and the forces to conditions that he felt were harmful to the service members. And he continuously tried to do that, and it fell on deaf ears. He filed IG complaints. He filed Article 138 complaints. He filed a whistleblower complaint with his senator. He did all kinds of things and nobody wanted to listen. And finally he said, I have to take a stand. And when he was ordered to wear a mask, he says, no, I'm not wearing a mask. It's an unlawful order. When he was ordered to test and show that since he had not been vaccinated, that he was not positive for COVID, he said, I'm not taking that test. And by the way, I have soldiers I have to supervise and I have a job I have to do. I can't do it from home. I'm going to work. So he showed up at work and they said, you failed to give a negative test and you went to work and you failed to wear a mask. Therefore, we're court-martialing you, which basically was they wanted to send a message. And that's when it came. And as Dr. Vliet said, what happened was Mark went through that. And then in a court-martial, you go right into sentencing. His sentencing witnesses, to include the first sergeant, all got up there and talked about how this was one of the best leaders and soldiers they had ever met. And his civilian supervisor said if she was ever recalled back to active duty and had to go to war, she wanted Mark by her side. And I was told there were literally people in the audience that were in tears listening to how proud these people were of Mark. And the judge came back and announced no sentence.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a huge victory.
Well, yeah, it is a huge victory. But before we bury the lead here, can you just flush out the Vindman connection? Because I want people to remember that it was retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman who was one of these Trump impeachment witnesses. And I didn't know he had an evil twin brother. Tell us about that.
Well, so he's the SJA who the two trial counsel, or in civilian world, call them prosecutors, the trial counsel who were litigating the case. And I thought it odd that he wasn't there. I just found out recently that he's on terminal leave, which is when you go on leave pending retirement. So he's basically not working. He's still on active duty, but you finish out all your leave and then you actually retire officially. So he's not at work anymore. I guess that's why he wasn't at the court martial. So the deputy SJA was there frequently.
He was pushing hard for conviction. And the point I want to make is that as we are all heartsick about this past election, which we know was stolen, this is what you get. Now, Bannon likes to say elections have consequences, but stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. So the reason so many of us in this country are absolutely heartsick by what we see is because we didn't vote for this. Nobody voted for this. The deep state took over. They installed Biden. And now this is what we get. And these same deep state demons went after President Trump with lies and character assassination and bearing false witness. And so what do we see in this case? Another one of these deep state demons, the brother of the guy that lied about Trump in that ridiculous impeachment trial.
Sean, that is carried forward in staff judge advocate Vindman, the twin brother, who's a judge advocate who has a legal duty to present the truth and follow military regulations. He was tweeting that he was proud to have been involved in the first court-martial of a U.S. soldier accused of doing his job, is what it boils down to. So this is exactly what I said at the beginning, lawlessness. A judge advocate lawyer at the highest rank who's been a career in the U.S. Army enforcing the Uniform Code of Military Justice is tweeting that he's proud to have court-martialed someone who was following the law. Testing with PCR test is still an EUA product. It is unlawful to mandate testing with an emergency use authorization product. It is unlawful to require an EUA vaccine, which is all there is. So look at the enormity of what this lawyer in the Army was doing in communicating to the world that he was proud to have been involved in the court-martial of Lieutenant Bashaw. I want people to really recognize the enormity of this. It makes me angry that we have no accountability on any of our major institutions. The Supreme Court is not following the Constitution. Our legislators are not. Our president is not. Most governors are not. Doctors are being directed by administrative people who are being incentivized to kill people in hospitals with the COVID protocol. Churches are standing down. Pastors are cowering in the corner, except for a few. We better wake up. All of the listeners on this show need to wake up. Your freedom is totally under assault in every direction with lawlessness. This is worse than what we saw in Venezuela and Argentina, and it's equivalent to what's going on in Cuba, North Korea, and Communist China right now.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Friends, now is the time to prepare, as inflation is upon us. And a gold IRA with Noble Gold might just be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation. And with gold, you'll own a global asset, something tangible at a time where collapse appears to be right around the corner. And this month, for every IRA above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Your freedom is totally under assault in every direction with lawlessness. This is worse than what we saw in Venezuela and Argentina, and it's equivalent to what's going on in Cuba, North Korea, and Communist China right now.
Couldn't agree more. And what we're going to get if these deep state actors, including Biden and Nuland and his administration, get what they want, is what we're seeing now in China. Total lockdowns, when the World Health Organization says during the next pandemic, this is what you need to do to prevent the spread. Lock people in their homes and apartments and don't let them come out until daddy government says it's A-OK. So I just want to say this, as it relates to the future of our nation, patriotism and national sovereignty, what would you rather have, folks? And who are you going to support in this next election in 2022? Would you rather have people like Vindman and Biden making the rules? Or would you rather have people like Lieutenant Bashaw and Donald J. Trump? Who do you think might stand in the gap to prevent the World Health Organization and United Nations troops from coming into this country and locking us down and turning us into a Chinese hellhole? Would it be the Vindman and Biden camp, or people like Lieutenant Bashaw and Trump? So it seems to me, Attorney Wilson, exactly what I just described is why this is all happening. They want to cleanse the military of people that would stand in the gap for the Republic and for the Constitution.
Yeah, and I guess what really bothers me is, you know, when you see the tweets of Colonel Vindman and other people, and you hear what's going on, you know, obviously in the civilian world, most of these mandates have been relaxed, and you're starting to hear about the vaccines and, oh, well, maybe they're not working the way we thought. And I just saw a report the other day that on Good Morning America, their doctor even said, well, even getting a second and third booster may start to diminish your immune system and have a negative impact. And the reporters on there were like, what? That doesn't sound good. But the military continues to push and order soldiers and service members all around to get the vaccine. And it's like they're just blindly, I tell everybody, they fall into two categories. Either they're very deceived and they're just not paying attention to anything, and their minds can be changed. Like in this court martial, when evidence came out, we had people saying, oh, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And like at Captain Ritter's board, people saying, you know, when, especially when Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long testified, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. They're not telling us that. And then the other category of people are, you know, in my mind, they're just evil. You're going to do this because I said so. I don't care if it's going to harm you. Like I'm dealing with some cadets who have had vaccine adverse reactions. And the medical professionals in the services are saying, sorry, you don't meet the criteria. You have to get the vaccine. Really? And put your life in danger because you don't want to go against the administration? It's just beyond me that we're doing this. And there's no logic behind it. People like Mark are patriots and standing up. And real quick, so he got no sentence. We're still waiting on the commanding general to sign off on everything and provide the final outcome of this. But one little fact that a lot of people didn't realize, in January, when he was already slated to be court-martialed, he was selected for promotion to captain. And by law, if they remove, and they have to remove a flag, they can't keep a flag on them forever. When they remove that flag, he gets promoted. So court-martialed and promoted at the same time with no sentence. So, you know, Vindman can get on Twitter and say, this was a huge victory. And, you know, I don't know who he thinks he's fooling, because service members who are fighting this aren't going to see that and say, oh, yeah, well, I might as well get the vaccine because, you know, this is service members fighting know what's going on and are going to say, yeah, this guy's a joke. Sorry, I'm not listening to what you have to say. And then as Dr. Vliet was alluding to, he's got a lot of posts about Ukraine and politics. When I retired, we weren't on social media in the military. And now it seems like anything goes and you can say and do whatever you want. And it just doesn't matter unless somebody wants to come after you. So,
well, let me just say this in regards to Vindman and the rot at the top. The American people know exactly what's going on here. And the average American doesn't want anything to do with any of this garbage. It's all anti-human. It's all very anti-God in my view. And Lee, I think if there's good news, it's just that, that people are waking up and red-blooded Americans are going to show up at the polls in 2022, and we are going to cleanse this government of these demonic Democrats. And hopefully some of the rhinos too, like Liz Cheney, in the very near future.
Well, Sean, I hope you're right, but understand this, those in power who are so lawless do not want us to have the midterm elections, and they are already working on the plandemic of the summer timeframe. They've telegraphed that quite openly. Bill Gates, Fauci, and many others are already talking about the next plandemic. And we are actually doing a whole seminar series every Thursday night. We'll be on Zoom going forward. And it is live Q&A with experts from different fields presenting people with action plans. Until we fix the fraud that stole the 2020 election, which has been well documented in the six battleground states, none of them have acted on it. Until we fix that, we don't have much hope of an honest election in 2022 if we're allowed to get to that point with the lockdowns and the threats of another viral outbreak. They're already talking about Marburg. They're already talking about the fact that we may need more lockdowns and more quarantines. They're building quarantine facilities. We have whistleblowers who have sent us photographs of what is being built with government money, with taxpayer money. We have interagency agreements right here in Arizona that the governor and counties have approved. They're already working on this. The provisions of the Marburg Act have been invoked. Todd Callender has spoken about that. The money is being spent. Training is underway. So I go back to your point about people need to wake up. We can only have a landslide victory if we have an honest election and if people are free to go and vote. So there's a lot to be done between now and the midterms. And this your efforts to wake people up are critically needed. Truth for Health Foundation is doing that as well with our public alert action plan preparing seminar series. And Attorney Wilson, Todd Callender, and all of the team legally that are working with us on the legal defense grants and lawsuits for our military service members are all aimed at the court of public opinion understanding the enormity of the assault going on against our service members under the cloak of military secrecy.
Yep.
So we have a lot of work to do.
Yep, we do. And we'll continue to do that work. We'll continue to fight the good fight. The good news, again, as I see it, though, is that when these people war game this stuff with Event 201 involving the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and Johns Hopkins, they could not have dreamed that what happened here has happened, that people like Bill Gates are now really defiled and disliked by those of us who are awake. And Bill Gates is even shocked. He said recently, he finds it very surprising. He was surprised to see the reaction to the rollout of the quote unquote vaccine and people's reluctance to take it. And some people even believing, these are his words, and I'm paraphrasing, that I am somehow part of some eugenics plan and that the vaccine is dangerous and unsafe. He's shocked by this. But of course, a psychopath would be. A narcissist would be.
Yes. Right?
He never dreamt that the great and wonderful Oz, Bill Gates, could ever be seen as that tiny, weak, demonic man behind the curtain, because that's exactly what he is. And people are starting to wake up. So I don't know that they're going to get away with this as easily as they got away with it the first time.
Well, I think you're right. And to look at Bill Gates with his fat body and his gynecomastia and the fact that he is so physically out of shape and looks terrible, and he's trying to tell us what we can eat, and he's trying to tell us what we need to do for our health. Give me a break. What a disaster of a representation of anything related to health. So, and he telegraphed all of this himself. He clearly said, going back 20 years, that his goal was depopulation. His father was connected with the original eugenics movement and Planned Parenthood. Come on, people are not that stupid. Narcissists and malignant pathological sociopaths like that look down on the average person and think we're not smart enough to figure it out.
Right.
Let's turn it back on them and start pulling a few Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals and mocking their stupidity and their arrogance and hubris about the way they view the rest of us and call us useless eaters.
Well, that's right. And people like Fauci and Francis Collins, they're right in there. They have that same type of profile as Bill Gates. They really are psychopaths and narcissists. And I think they're going to be shocked how they will become the targets of justice if and when we get real MAGA American Republic supporting candidates elected in 2022. All right, final word. And Dave, what is the future for Lieutenant Mark Bashaw? The man would like to serve. Does this mean he's done? His military career is over? Because if that's the case, I think he's going to do very well in the private sector, because companies would hunger to have an intelligent, patriotic, former military officer like Mark Bashaw working for them.
Well, we're waiting on the commanding general to issue his findings. He has to approve the court-martial, approve any sentence. There's a wide range of things he can do. We've submitted some matters to him. So we're waiting on that. That's one of the reasons why it wasn't prudent for Mark to go out and act like Colonel Vindman and start broadcasting what he thinks all over the place. So he's being smart about that. Like I said, potentially he's going to get promoted soon. He was told, okay, well, go back to work. He may still be teleworking right now, but eventually he'll just go back to work, and he's looking to move to a new unit. He's not leaving the Army anytime soon. Obviously, with a court-martial, the likelihood of getting promoted again is pretty small. But once he pins on captain, it'll be a number of years before he has to move on at all due to lack of promotion. And he's got enough years that he could retire as well. I think he's at 16 or 17 because of his Air Force time. So he's got a lot of options. And basically, they can just say, okay, we court-martialed him and we got a conviction. But again, like I said, he wasn't saying, no, I didn't violate any orders. He was saying, no, the orders that I was told I violated were unlawful, and I still stand by that. And because of his record, and even the judge came back in his ruling and said, this guy's a water walker. And that's a term that they use on efficiency reports in the Air Force and the Army to basically say, this is one of the top people in this unit. And so I don't know what's going to happen or what he wants to do. I think he's sort of disenfranchised with the Army right now. But for now, he's just going to go back to work and potentially get promoted and wait this out. So,
okay. I didn't know that you could get court-martialed and still be part of the military. So I guess that's pretty good news. They're trying to make an example of him. All right. That's what this is. It's trying to chill the speech of other leaders within the military that would dare stand up to this tyranny. That's what this is all about. It. You know it. I know it. I think Bashaw knows it. I certainly know Dr. Lee Vliet knows it. And guys, the good news is there are solutions. Not just us reporting about the problems, there are solutions. And one of the solutions is the Faith Over Fear Planning for Chaos Action Plan series from truthforhealth.org. Real quickly, Lee, how do people find that? They just go to truthforhealth.org and search where?
Go to truthforhealth.org and click on the seminar series on the homepage. We will be sending out a weekly notice with the Zoom link to sign up. and register for our free course. And we have capacity for many people to participate live online, ask questions of the speakers, and then it will be archived on our website.
That's really cool. So it'll be a live Zoom event that my audience can participate in, listen yes. in, and then wait for the question and answer portion. And very communal way to really get the information out. And see, that's what we need. We need community. We need real world yes. solutions. And certainly we need faith over fear. We have to plan for the chaos that we know the enemies of humanity want to engineer. Soros, Gates, the World Economic Forum, and of course, the Davos demonic elite. This is all their plan, but we're all waking up to their diabolical plan. And the only way they get away with it is if we comply, which we are no longer willing to do. My guests have been Attorney David Wilson. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thanks for what you're doing for these patriots in the military. And Dr. Lee Vliet, who helped make the defense of Lieutenant Mark Bashaw possible with that grant, that legal defense grant. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Sean. And I will say to all your listeners and the military service members out there, this is why you stand and fight. This is exactly the example that Lieutenant Mark Bashaw and Captain Seth Ritter have shown us, among others. This is why you stand and fight and push back against unlawful orders.
Amen. And I would say this is the fight we were born for. I've heard others yes. say that, but it's really true. You only die once, friends, in this world. So this may just be the war in the moment you were born for. We can all do our part. Guys, thanks so much. I've really appreciated this conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Please spread this far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media. Of course, mine is diminishing by the day, but you can help get the word out wherever you like. Facebook, Twitter, if you still are allowed to have a Twitter account, which I'm not. Thank you so much for spreading the word, guys. And for real news every single day, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
They're trying to distract us right now because they're trying to pass this new law in Switzerland, this new treaty that cedes all yeah. sovereignty. And so we have to realize that a lot of this red bait that's coming out there is to distract us from completely losing our entire country in the hands of the WHO.